Several years ago, archaeologists were digging in the Holy Land and they found a largely intact office of a tax collector. In it, they found two stacks of records. And at the top of one of those stacks was written a Greek word, tetelesta, meaning it is finished or it is paid in full. These days, many people talk about the economy, the U.S. in trillions. That's with 12 zeros behind it, trillions of dollars of debt. As of a couple years ago, 43% of U.S. families spent more than they made. Today, over 8% unemployment, and people even in our own parish experiencing job loss and upside-down housing situations and bad investments. And I know many of our families have gone through a lot of worries about finances and about the future. And it paints a pretty dim picture financially. But what blows all of that away, even utter poverty, even if you're living on the streets and you have nothing, what blows all of that away is one mortal sin. As Christians, we would rather be living on the streets, rather poor and have nothing to eat than to commit one sin. And it is because of this accounting, this debt that we incur. You see, when we offend an infinite God, we incur an infinite debt. And no amount of prayers or sacrifices can make up for an infinite debt. They certainly dispose us to receiving the love of God, which we have previously rejected. But only something of the same value can make up that debt. Even if we were to give our own lives, brothers and sisters, to say, God, I know I've sinned, take my whole life if it means I can live forever with you in heaven. Even that is not enough. If you've ever seen the movie The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, or read the famous book by C.S. Lewis, you know the story of four children, the Pevensey children, who journey into a magical land. One of their siblings, Edmund, is very taken with some of the treats there and runs off with the evil queen. In a sense, he sells his soul to the devil for something called Turkish delight. Must be an English thing. And his siblings are very worried about him and want him back. And so when this evil queen, who's like the devil, meets with the lion, who is the Christ figure in this story, the Christ figure, Aslan, invites the queen to come into his tent. And they come out and they've worked out a deal and he says, your brother Edmund will be safe. And sure enough, Edmund's returned to them and Edmund's safe. But the next night, Aslan, the Christ figure, takes a long walk up a dark hill to be slaughtered by that evil queen. You see, she says to him, his blood is my property. And so Aslan offers his life for Edmund's. And that's exactly what Jesus has done for you. Brothers and sisters, Satan stands before Jesus Christ, much as this queen did before Aslan, demanding our blood, demanding our souls, demanding that punishment be brought upon us for our sins. And in a sense, Satan has the right to demand that because it is just. But brothers and sisters, the good news that we celebrate today, the reason why this is called Good Friday, not Bad Friday, is because Jesus has paid the debt. He has purchased your lives back. He has paid an infinite price for an infinite offense. And he did it because he loves you, just the way you are.